Electrical equipment is off. Avionics, bus switch 1 and 2, off. Cowl flaps, open.
Civil Air Patrol 2875 is about to leave the runway at the Mount Washington Regional Airport in Whitefield.
Clear propeller.
The Civil Air Patrol is a nonprofit corporation created by Congress that also serves as an auxiliary to the Air Force. The New Hampshire wing has 5 aircraft, 25 pilots, and 35 other air crew members, all volunteers. Its basic funding, provided by the Department of Defense, is about $30,000 a year. But the Air Force or FEMA sometimes covers expenses for specific missions. With the spring forests of the North Country still tinder dry, pilots Donald Davidson Jr. and Scott Davis are on the lookout for forest fires. The traditional method for spotting fires has been a person perched in a fire tower.
Prospect Tower, go ahead.
Yeah, be advised, we can see that column of smoke in the Lincoln area.
But flying over the North Country, usually 1,000 to 2,000 feet above ground level, provides the aerial advantage. Looking down from the single-propeller four-seater Cessna 182, we can see into the folds and the wrinkles of the mountains, the hidden places. It's a splendid horizon-to-horizon view. We're flying a boxy patrol pattern over the North Country, sometimes peeking over into Canada and Vermont.
Lake Mem from Acog, here's the border.
Civil Air Patrol members say they like the camaraderie and serving the community. And there is the flying. Don Davidson is 48 and a former Eastern Airlines pilot.
A combination of being able to contribute and getting to fly.
Scott Davis, 66, is a retired Department of Transportation employee who learned to fly as a teen.
It's just a chance to have a purpose and have fun and spend the day doing something that very few other people get to do.
Heading back south and approaching Whitefield, there's a column of smoke over in Vermont. Davis calls it in, but fire crews are already fighting it. As we move towards summer, the Air Patrol's focus will be on getting ready for the hurricane season, says Bill Moran, who retired from the Air Force and is the commander of the New Hampshire wing. The plan is to practice aerial photography.
Tedious process. You fly these legs at 90 knots with a photographer just snapping away picture after picture after picture after picture.
After Superstorm Sandy, New Hampshire and other civil air patrols flew for days over New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, providing FEMA with photos of the damage. Combined, the civil air patrols took 150,000 aerial photos. It's great to have the help, says Nick Russo, who's a FEMA coordinating officer based in Portsmouth.
When we can, we do pre-landfall aerials, so we can actually see an area where the storm is projected to land prior to the storm making landfall. What we can do after that is match that up with the post-landfall aerial reconnaissance, put those two together, and then there's no discrepancies. We know exactly what the damage is, and there's no question.
A website called FEMA Check Your Home also allowed people who might not be able to reach home to see it from the air. There's another bonus, says FEMA's Russo.
They're tremendously affordable. So it's a good deal for us and for our taxpayers.
But for the members of the New Hampshire Civil Air Patrol, flying and serving the community are the perfect combination.
We're about 10 miles out. We'll be landing here in about 5-7 minutes.
We circle the airstrip, bank, and then tires touch pavement. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.